Live from America's finest city, this is Real Talk San Diego on ESPN 1700. And now, your hosts, Ryan White and David McKelvin.
Welcome. Happy New Year's to everybody out there. With us today, Rickard Borg. Did I say that right?
That's right.
Rickard, not Richard, Rickard Borg. He is an attorney with the law offices of Borg and Doosters. Their website is borg-law.com. Also, Vanessa Doosters, of course, with the law offices of Borg and Doosters. Two attorneys today.
Yep.
A lot of legal advice, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Yes, let's hope. So one of the things that I kind of wanted to mention is this is a little bit different than what you might think. We're going to talk a lot about why not to have a trust. Right? Really?
We will. We will. There are reasons. It may be preferable to have one, but there are many reasons not to have one.
So general convention would have everybody racing to get one of these things in place before it's too late. And I think you're going to point out there certainly are benefits to having one, but I think really you're going to go through some of the downsides. And who would have thought there's downsides?
I will. Everybody seems to think they're perfect and will always work perfect in all settings. That's not true. Just like a suit, it's not one size fits all. And many people make that mistake. Trusts are clearly a great advantage and work well for many people. In fact, I think most people. But there is also a significant number of people that they don't work well for. And it's not a guarantee, as promoted, to avoid probate court. If you look at the probate calendar today, I'm sure there's a number of trust cases on the probate calendar.
Okay, so it's not perfect. I mean, we get that, right? It's not perfect. Nothing is. So you have listed here six, maybe seven, maybe even eight reasons not to have a trust. And so just jumping right into that, you talked about, and this is kind of going off your list here a little bit, avoiding of taxes. The preconceived notion that if you have a trust, some amount of taxes are going to be avoided. First, tell me what particular tax, because unfortunately, there's a lot of different taxes out there. What particular tax are people thinking they're avoiding?
Estate taxes. We've all heard of these high estate taxes. And there is now a federal deduction of $5 million. It goes up every year a little bit. It's a little over $5 million. But in round numbers, $5 million per spouse. And so there is no tax anyway on the first death. And there's portability.
Well, let's back up there for just a second. So by $5 million, you mean if my estate, so to speak, my wealth, and estate means more than just the home, the general amount of wealth one is transferring, if my estate is under $5 million, there's no tax?
There is no federal estate tax.
So you get an exemption up to $5 million.
That's right.
Got it. Okay, so if I have $6 million worth of stuff, the last $1 million potentially is taxed.
If you're a single person, that $1 million would be taxed.
Okay.
We in the North County, we don't see a lot of estates that are over $5 million, to tell you the truth. And so that group of people that are under $5 million, they'll never go over $5 million. If they're writing a trust solely for the purpose of saving taxes, they're probably barking up the wrong tree.
Well, you mentioned federal. Are there any state exemptions as well?
There are, but those really don't. Though there are, if there's not $5 million, there's not going to be any state tax either.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
So no inheritance type estate taxes start to happen until $5 million. And if it's a married couple, then that gets doubled.
We're talking with Rickard Borg. He is an attorney with the law offices of Borg and Doosters. Their website is borg-law.com. That's borg-law.com. Talking about, strangely enough, reasons to not have a trust. And I think you just brought up, not that it's certainly going to hurt you, but it's also not going to help you if your estate is under $5 million because there's an exemption already in the books.
If that was your sole purpose, was to save taxes, then you might have been operating on a misconception. And if you're paying an attorney $5,000, which some attorneys charge for these, and your goal was to save taxes, I would think that maybe you should give a second thought as to exactly what you're doing.
The reasons for it.
And the reasons, exactly.
So it's a death tax, an estate transfer tax, a property tax. Tell us one more time. You mentioned it before. Tell us what time the particular tax that this may not help you with.
What's referred to as federal estate taxes.
Estate tax.
And would be state inheritance pickup tax, which is maybe kind of complicated. Not that there's taxes everywhere. You
right. That's why I say I listed like five when we said what kind of tax you're talking about.
But the check that I wrote on my brother-in-law's estate for $1 million.